The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 in the morning Central Time. Here it is, a Tuesday. And of course, for those of you who don't know about Grown by Nature, I have 10% off Grown by Nature products this week only. We're going to have Jason Durkovic on the show to discuss some of those things later on. These are whole food supplements that Grown by Nature sells. And, of course, we have another special guest coming in the bottom of this hour, Michael Hitchborn, who is the investigator behind the story on the largest Catholic healthcare network that's performing sex change operations. But of course, now we want to let you know about the donations and this little gem right here. This is the Joyce Riley Knowledge is Power coffee mug. And it's got the Power logo on the backside. There's Joyce, the Constitution, and the flag on the front side with Knowledge is Power, our famous thing. Famous slogan here. And of course, you can get one of these for a $100 donation minimum at the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So if you want to give them a call when the Power Mall opens, that would be, 58 minutes from now. You can call them, 877-817-9829, and get yourself one of those for a $100 donation. Helps us keep our WWCR shortwave on the air. And of course, those of you listening at 7.490, if you want to help support us and what we're doing on WWCR, you can send a check directly to them, write the Power Hour on the memo line, so the check's credited to the right account, WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And of course, the reminder for those of you tuning in to the Power Hour, we have a newsletter you can subscribe to absolutely free. Power Hour is also on Substack. You can hear my after-hour broadcast on that. At thepowermall.com, you can also subscribe to newsletters, get the news highlights and other info you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health, because that is what is most importante. Now we move on to today's top five stories. You know, it's not like, you know, David Letterman's top 10 here. You know, it doesn't work like that. And it's not Karnak the Magnificent, you know, where I put the turban on and sit there and put the envelope up to my head. And, you know, you've seen that on Carson, right? Oh, Johnny. All right. I know I'm dating myself again. Hey, it's better than having a guy on than the Joe Pine show. Remember that a long time ago with the guy? He had the guy on that said the big toe was going to take over the world. Yeah, well, our news is a little bit more creative than that this morning. There is this agricultural biotechnology company named Pairwise. That's Pairwise. Just so you know, unlabeled GMO salad greens coming soon to a grocery store near you. And it's called Conscious Greens Purple Power Baby Greens Blend. It's the first CRISPR edited food, genetically edited food available to U.S. consumers. Yeah, CRISPR is C-R-I-S-P-R, and it's an acronym for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeat to edit mustard greens' DNA, removing a gene that gives them their pungent flavor. The greens are first going to be rolled out in restaurants in St. Louis, Springfield, Massachusetts, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, before heading to the U.S. grocery stores beginning in the Pacific Northwest. And so because regulators don't consider gene-edited foods to be genetically modified organisms or GMOs, they don't have to be labeled. However, researchers with Boston Children's Hospital revealed using CRISPR technology in human cell lines increased the risk of large rearrangements of DNA, which could increase cancer risk. Enjoy your salad. Tucker's back on video on the Elon Musk site. You should probably watch before they silence him. He's talking about UFOs. Quite the lengthy piece there, 43 minutes, talking about the things the government hasn't told us and that they apparently had knowledge of all this stuff for 80 years. I think the reason they don't want to tell us about it is because they think we're stupid, that we can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. Remember that? A few good men. Yeah, Jack Nicholson. Well, I want to check the Christmas tree through the frickin' window. Yeah, all right. So they don't want to tell you these things because they think you can't handle it. What are we supposed to do? Walk around going nanu nanu? Yeah, I've got my fingers separated here, just like Robin Williams, Mork and Mindy. Mork calling Orson. Mork calling Orson. Yep. Don't worry. Biden will answer that. Oh, we got some Biden stupid news. Biden today, man. I'm telling you. Morons at it again. We'll talk about that in a bit. But of course, Tucker's talking all about this stuff, and you probably want to click on our video on our news links that we send you in the email blast before he gets taken down. All right. About 100 letters containing a suspicious white powder has been sent to Kansas Republicans, members of the Kansas legislature and the state's Republican attorney general over the weekend, according to KBI, that's Kansas Bureau of Investigation. They announced Friday 30 letters containing the suspicious powder were reported across the state, but that number skyrocketed to 100 by Sunday. They were sending a message. Yeah, let's see. What was that message? You know, let's do the Clint Eastwood on that one. Better be careful what you wish for. Yeah, it's kind of one of those wake-up calls. Apparently the powder didn't amount to anything, but it was the envelope it was sent in had a return address label to a church, which that would misleadingly prompt legislators to open it up because they certainly want to see what the church has to say. And then all of a sudden there's that white powder falling out, which of course freaked everyone out. And that was the intended scenario. Legal experts are talking about the Trump's trial. You Trumpers out there will be happy to know that the trial, according to experts, legal experts, legal eagles are saying that trial can be delayed until after the 2024 election. We're talking about the classified documents trial, allegedly. That could work in the former president's favor. Legal expert and former assistant AG Andrew McCarthy said in a National Review podcast Friday he doesn't see how it's going to get to trial before the November election. Meanwhile, in the other case up in New York City, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has been sued by a conservative organization in a bid to overturn or to turn over, rather, prosecution records relating to the cases against Trump. Heritage Foundation has filed two Freedom of Information Act lawsuits against the Manhattan prosecutor, alleging he and his office coordinated with Representative Daniel Goldman of New York, who's a Democrat, the White House, the Department of Justice, about the prosecution targeting Trump. Regrettably, the questions have not been met with answers, and so they filed suit. So, tit for tat, political theater. And that's our top five stories for today. Got to the drum roll there. Okay. Now we move on to world news at 9 minutes after the hour. For those of you keeping time, like a metronome, drive you crazy. Unless you're playing piano, then you have to play to the signature, right? Four time. Living and dying in three-quarter time, right? Russia-Ukraine war live. Attacks reported across Ukraine. Putin nuclear weapons threat is real, says Biden. The moron's at it again. Russia launched attacks across Ukraine overnight, including on the capital Kyiv and the western city of Lviv, close to the border with Poland. Kyiv's military administration, said Moscow had launched a drone attack in the early hours of Tuesday, which would be today, warning residents to find shelter. No immediate reports of casualties. The administration later said the city's air defenses had detected and destroyed about 24 Iranian-made Shahed drones in the massive air attack. It was the second drone attack on the city since the beginning of the month. In Lviv, a piece of critical infrastructure was hit and set on fire, according to the city's military administration, but there were no injuries. Now, how much of that is true? Are you there? Did you see it? We don't know. Do we take their word for it? Maybe. Those of you with boots on the ground and connections over there might want to make a phone call and call this show if you're listening to us between 7 and 9 a.m. Central Time, 8 and 10 Eastern Time, because we have two new radio stations in Florida on the channel. Killing cows in the name of preventing climate change. And here I was going to put that Rage Against the Machine song, Killing in the Name of, yeah, that one. The Irish government recently proposed reducing Irish cow herds by 10% over the next 3 years to meet the EU's climate change targets, which includes a 25% reduction in emissions from farming by 2030. Apparently, the Irish government doesn't like cows farting, and these people are totally clueless. Because we have a video, environmental TED Talk, Alan Savory, on how to reverse climate change by greening the world's deserts. And see, here's the problem with killing 200,000 cows. Properly raised and grazed livestock have a tremendously beneficial impact on ecological health and local microclimate. When you clean all that off and the land is left barren, it changes the microclimate on that swath of land. Two-thirds of the landmass on Earth are already desertifying, which is why the macroclimate is also impacted. So all these people out there proposing this, quote, green agenda, everything that they're proposing suggests otherwise. Because I really think what they're trying to do, and you can agree to disagree, they're trying to starve the world's population to death by reducing our food supply. Meanwhile, Lincoln, winking, blinking, and nod, traveled to China over the ocean blue and got nowhere except being told to go get screwed. Gee, that's kind of a rhyme. He failed to get China to agree to anything. Xi Jinping certainly didn't get excited when he met. And of course, Blinken has to open his mouth. Oh, I think it's absolutely vital that we have these kinds of communications, military to military. Hey, don't worry. You know, thoroughly modern Millie will just get on the phone and call China and say, hey, we're about to attack. Jeez. Yeah. So anyway, they don't want to have any interaction. And while Blinken is over in China flapping his gums, Chinese Premier Li Qiang began a five-day trip to Germany and France, arriving in Berlin just as Blinken was visiting Beijing. The optics of Li working to peel away vital U.S. allies as American influence fades under the Biden administration were unmistakable. Yeah, see, and this is a thing. Biden has sold us out to China. And China, when they come in here, like Red Dawn, They're going to shut our government down. Seriously. They will take out all of our Congress, all the Supreme Court, all the Biden administration. They will round them up and execute them. And these people are so stupid, they don't see it coming. And people look at me and they go, oh, that's conspiracy theory. That'll never. Oh, yeah? Look what they're doing to their own people. To the Uyghurs. I mean, seriously, you think concentration camps? Yeah. Falun Gong, they're harvesting their organ while they're still alive. Just because of their religious worship. You think you're going to get away with that over here? Well, you see, the deviants are going to get theirs. Don't worry. Oh, by the way, if you didn't know this already, shoplifting has increased by up to 20% over the past year in Russia. Seriously, retail theft has gone up. You think that America's the only place where people are hard up? Yeah. Store theft, especially grocery stores, man. People are ripping off food, booze, you name it. About 1.5 to 2% of revenue lost to theft is considered acceptable in food retail, while the non-food segment figure stands at 1%. Well, it's way more than that in all of our retail stores all over. Russia's no different than the United States. And when people start being down and out and you go to CBDCs, you watch the thefts, well, it's going to be blatant. People are going to walk into a store. They're going to get a grocery cart. They're going to fill their cart up with groceries and walk right out the door without paying for it. And you try and stop them and see what happens. They might even pull a gun on you. They might shoot you. They might stab you. They might punch you in the face. They might have a ball bat in their baseball cart and whack you upside the head and walk out the door with the groceries. Don't think it won't happen, because it has. Yep, before we get into U.S. News, that's U.S. News, Politics, and Government, we go to the phone lines. Brady in Las Vegas, what say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. That was pretty good. Kind of early for crispy things in my salad and Rage Against the Machine. I never thought I'd hear you singing that early in the morning.
Yeah, I know. You got to love that. I could have played the song too, but then they would have, you know, you get this dun dun dun. Now you do what they told you. You know, that thing going on.
Well, we could probably change the lyrics up for some call lyrics. It'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah, probably would be. So what's on your mind?
Hey, you were talking about Russia and some of the stuff that's going on that you don't see over here, the news. I did see quite a few pictures of all the destroyed tanks that we sent over there.
amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I also saw that Stoltenberger, the guy who's head of NATO, what a rotten guy that guy is. But anyways, back to the subject. He was saying they don't have anything left in their arsenal, and that's NATO. They're out of ammunition. All their tanks are blown up. But what they're going to do now is, I just saw that Kiev, I'm not going to ever call it Kiev, I'm going to call it Kiev because I like that word better. So they're going to launch the HIMARS rocket system missiles into Russia, and they're going to use the British one, those Storm Shadow ones that they're using. And that's going to really, really aggravate the bear of Vlad, and that's going to push him to the point of those nuclear that missiles that they put into Belarus. Lukashenko said, I put them all over there now, stationed in various spots. Yep. And they're on razor edge. He can push the button at any second. Once one HIMARS rocket system that the United States supplied to Ukraine hits Moscow or anywhere inside, deep inside Russia territory, the nukes will be flying. We're very, very close to that point, unfortunately.
Yep, we'll have a new song for Lukashenko. Nuke, 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 nuke of Earth, nuke, nuke, nuke of Earth. Yeah, yeah, we'll have that one. all right. Appreciate your take on foreign affairs there, Brady. Yeah, just, you know, give me something to make fun of, because, I mean, this whole thing is a joke. We both know that. So, yeah, one of those strange things, strange consequences, and this is what happens with all the warmongers, is that somebody is going to push that red button. Kind of looks kind of like my tie. It's red, but you see it's blue underneath. Yep, I'm wearing my red and blue tie today. Anyway, Brady, appreciate your call. Thanks so much for that. Always like that input. Lets me know you're listening in addition to that. You know, you just, this world's getting crazy. We already know it. It's satanic. We already know that too. You know, so God, you know, keep your hedge of protection on America. Now, I know that there's a lot of people, Father, out there that are just wicked as sin, and they are doing stuff to just irritate and try to get us out of our renewed mind, which we really should keep. I also, under the Second Amendment category today, by the way, I posted the Gibson Go link for the store up in Montana, Highwood Creek Outfitters Legal Defense Fund, that got raided last week by 20 heavily armed IRS and ATF agents, who took more documents than what their warrant stated they could take, which that's government agency abuse. And now Tom's going to have to fight to get that back. Tom Van Hoos, he was on the show with us yesterday morning. Share that with your friends. You should be concerned. I also have an article about concealing your guns, 7 ways to keep them safe and out of sight, because the liberal left and our government is prepared and is hell-bent on taking away our guns. You don't have to let them have them. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. Got any white powder floating around out there?
You know, I did not hear anything about that on the local radio. You said that happened last week, or?
Yeah, it sure did.
Do you remember? Yeah,
sure
I did not hear anything about that. You know, you started out talking about that CRISPR deal and salad. Well, I had turned into, you know, WIBW up in Topeka.
Yes, there, Topeka,
they do a lot of ag
city
stuff in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I turned there to see, listen to the reports on the wheat harvest, because we're getting a lot of rain right now.
Yep.
Right when they're trying to harvest the wheat, which generally happens in my area. But they were saying, they reported that the president of Mexico is trying to get the a ban on the GMOs. And my first thought when I heard that, you know, they're real sensitive about their corn down there, because they grow a lot of different varieties of corn, and they do not want it all polluted with
yeah
the GMO stuff. And
say bye-bye, Monsanto.
Yeah, they, you know, and they were saying that Canada's coming in as a third party on this, because they're afraid they sell a lot of canola products down there, and they don't want that to be
well
banned.
Well, canola, Sherry, canola's not that good for you anyway. That's one of the least preferred
oils. Oh,
yeah,
but it's in everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's real interesting about the powder, though. I thought, wow. But anyway, I just had to throw that in, because I expect something to happen to the president of Mexico now, you know.
I don't know. I mean, we're hearing all about this. 27 cities in the United States have military buildup, and what do they expect is going to happen? That's what I want to know, because, see, all the back channels, like Before It's News, and they sit there and they read, you know, this is just irritating, is when somebody is going to be talking about something, they go on for an hour and 9 minutes rolling a copy, and they're just reading the page in this mundane drone voice, and I'm like, shut that off. I don't need to hear that dribble, because half the stuff they're talking about before it's news, it's like, hey, let's just make stuff up. So, yeah, we just, you know, I just have no patience for stuff like that. It's like this Nasera Jacera, and everybody's saying, oh, but it's real, and X-22 is real, and yeah, Bohemian Grove's been sued by 3 of its employees, its valets, that were forced to work 15-hour days. Yeah, in the deviant's little paradise there out in California, Bohemian Grove. You've heard about that? Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist now.
You know, going back to that white powder, I'm sure you've heard that they say that the post office snaps a photo of the envelope of every thing that goes out. Have you heard that? How they're kind of, you know, they see the return address and where it's being sent, and they know what post office. Of course, everything around where I live 30 miles east of Wichita. And
yeah.
If I'm sending something 10 miles away, it's going to go up to over to Wichita and then come back.
Yep.
You know, so that would be happening all at Wichita. But
so they can scan it.
You know, they say
that make a record.
Yeah, they're making a record of everything they send. So don't tell me they can't. You know, why are they doing that?
Yeah, no, KBI, they're sending a message to these legislatures. So, you know, we don't know. See, here's the funny thing about it. You have a lot of Republicans out there, Trumpers and whatnot, that are really pissed off about the way that the Republicans are behaving in the Kansas legislature. Then it could be a Democrat who is sending this stuff out here to try to scare them because they're all in favor of Governor Kelly. And they want whatever tit for tat is going on between the governor and the legislature right now, which I guess there's a lot going on between the two of them. And so, you know, and so somebody is trying to send a message to the Republicans about, we're watching you. You better behave yourself. You know. So I mean,
anyway,
that's what I think is going on. So tip for
tap.
Thank you. Somebody's going to get busted. Don't worry. About 300 absentee ballots from the 2020 election were discovered in a Michigan storage shed, according to local news there in Genesee County. This is a county made up of Flint, the town of Flint, and Thetford Township. And of course, Thetford Township Supervisor Rachel Stanky told the Epoch Times she became aware of the possible existence in 2021 of the ballots. She contacted the state AG's office and the Secretary of State, and guess what happened? Nothing. So now she's called the Michigan State Police and gotten them involved. And then, things have been very slow. People are dragging their feet, which begs the other question, will the 2024 election be secure? All the presidential candidates are weighing in. Yeah, and what do you think they say? Well, go look at my previous statement. They don't want to talk about it. Chris Christie, you know, former New Jersey governor, declared candidate for 2024, says he thinks transgender procedures on minors, including hormone blockers, should be allowed as long as the parents say okay. Wow. And speaking of this Pride Month going on, Senator Mike Lee of Utah warned Fox News it could risk alienating its viewer base following allegations by Daily Wire writer Matt Walsh that the company is internally promoting Pride Month and other left-wing initiatives. Yeah, oh well. Don't hear Gutfeld or any of the rest of them talking about it on The Five, do you? Oh, by the way, the feds have busted an illegal alien smuggling ring in New Mexico, Arizona, and California, part of the Lopez crime family. Yeah, good luck with that. Wow. The Lopez crime family. Wonderful. Yeah, like that's going to change what's happening at our borders? No, I don't think so. Yeah, Biden doesn't know what year it is, by the way. He has to be led around by the hand. Unbelievable. Yeah, we'll get to that. Got a guest, hopefully, after the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
Of natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger back with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Things just get dicier by the minute, don't they? And we've got Grown by Nature. As a matter of fact, I have a bottle of the Pro Mag X right here. I'm showing it to you right here in the camera. Grown by Nature. Jason Dierkiewicz will be with us in the next hour. You get 10% off Grown by Nature products this week only at the Power Mall. And of course, we appreciate your donations. You can send them by snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can also write to us at support at thepowerhour.com and let us know why you deserve one of Rick's SatelliteUSA.com systems. We are going to be giving away a satellite system to one lucky listener out there, thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. But, you know, not everybody can use those things, so if you have a concern about whether or not you can use a RickSatelliteUSA.com system, give Rick a call directly at 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. Dial him up on the web at RickSatelliteUSA.com. Now, of course, every time I think of the Catholic Church, I think of, can you help an old altar boy, Father? The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels. Yeah, that. I think of that, you know, do it again. End time. Yeah. That probably really rocked my world as far as the Catholic Church goes. But then all of a sudden, all these news stories come out about altar boys and priests who are supposed to remain celibate. And now we have a whole new mess on our hands. And we have the James O'Keefe of investigations when it comes to the Catholic Church. Michael Hitchborn, how you doing, sir? Good to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
So the Lepanto Institute, that's it. Am I saying that right?
Lepanto.
All right. We're the Lepantos in the family here. So this is the thing. You're a well-known public figure in the pro-life movement. Spent 7.5 years as American Life's League Director of Defend the Faith Project. But now you're investigating the Catholic Church, and you have found what specifically that you found troubling?
Well, the most recent discovery was the Common Spirit Health, which is the largest Catholic health network in the United States, is actually performing, promoting, and financing the performance of sex change operations, the institution or the provision of hormone therapies for transitioning, and also puberty blockers for kids. I can't think of anything more anti-human, let alone anti-Catholic, to be done by any medical institution, let alone a Catholic one. So when I discovered this, I had to put together as thorough a report as I possibly could, because it's too important to just kind of put together in a post and say, you know, this is going on. I had to really dive into it, and what I found was horrific.
So the thing is, in all you Catholic listeners out there, instead of playing Ring Around the Rosary, get on the phone, 844-769-2944, if you're listening to us here in Central Time. Just do the math and say, okay, yeah, they're on the air in my time zone. I can pick up the phone and call. We're happy to take your questions and your comments on all of what Michael is discussing here. The Catholic Healthcare Network operates primarily where?
Well, it operates throughout the country. It's primarily in the Midwest and in California, or the West Coast. So it's got locations in Washington, in Oregon, and a lot in California. They've got locations in Arizona and Texas and Colorado and some of the Midwest states up around in that area, too.
So what is, are we, the bishops, are they involved in this too? I mean, the priests and all the other people that are involved in this, I mean, the hierarchy, I guess you could say, the upper echelons of the Catholic faith, are they involved in this, or is this just isolated to a specific genre of people?
So the U.S. bishops, their involvement is kind of minimal. They are aware of this health network, and a lot of them give their approbation to the Catholic hospitals that are a part of the network. But the Catholic identity of community health comes from the Vatican, which bypasses all of the local authorities of all of the bishops. What happens is when they created this thing in 2019, it was born out of a merger between the Catholic Health Initiative and Dignity Health, which is in California. And when they merged, there were some bishops that were involved in, you know, looking at the paperwork and making sure that everything was in line with church teaching, et cetera, et cetera. But the Vatican created what's called a public juridic person. And according to canon law, what that means, it's kind of like the person status of a corporation. It's like a canon law version of that. And through that public juridic person, which was created by a dicastery in Rome, they're able to give the Catholic identity to community spirit health. And through that Catholic identity, they can act in the name of the church. But clearly that's a ruse. That's a lie.
Wow. And you found all this out, of course. And how long did this investigation take for you to come up with this?
Well, if we're talking in man hours, probably probably close to 1,000 man hours. But I did all the research, and I put this 64-page report together in about 2 months.
Okay, 64 pages, and I mean, it's pretty hard-hitting stuff. What was probably the most damning information that you discovered?
Well, the worst part of it was that there's a hospital called St. Francis Memorial Hospital. It's in California. It's in San Francisco. And St. Francis Memorial Hospital, which is blasphemously named because they have what they call the Gender Institute, the whole hospital, the whole institution is designed specifically for quote-unquote transgender care. But what that means is performing sex change operations. It means giving hormones and giving puberty blockers and all of that stuff. And not only do they do all of the surgeries, and they list everything that they do, and I put it all in the report, and it's pretty horrific. But they just purchased a robotic machine to perform these Frankensteinian surgeries, and the machine was assisted in the purchase by community or Common Spirit Health. So Common Spirit actually facilitated the purchase of a machine that is designed to destroy the bodies of individuals and the healthy body parts of individuals. And reading through the descriptions of what these surgeries are, it was definitely the most horrific element.
Age range. They're not discriminating against any age, are they? They're going after young kids whose parents let them do it. Now, do I understand this right? I mean, Washington State has already passed a law that says that if parents object, whether they object or not, the kids come in and go, my mom and dad didn't like the fact that I'm a boy when I really want to be a girl. And then the state takes the kid away and the parents never see him again. California is actually proposing something like that right now. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, yes. So I know that California is working on a law like that. I don't have any metrics. And the reason that I don't have metrics with regard to what they have been, you know, what age range and what the demographics of the individuals receiving these surgeries. The reason I don't have those demographics is because as a nonprofit organization that is identified as a religion, they're not required to present those metrics. So we don't know. We can't get those through public records. What I do know is that in going through their documents and in going through their publications and their promotional materials, they at least had one podcast on what they called an ethics lab. And in that podcast, the senior executive vice president of Common Spirit Health, who hosts this podcast, was interviewing a bunch of LGBT activists who were talking about transgenderism and the wonderful nature of it and how spiritual an experience transitioning is. One of the people he was interviewing talked about, because he asked about age, and one of the people said, well, we actually assisted the transitioning of a 15-year-old girl. And in the discussion, the person who was talking about this said, well, really, the transitioning of the girl was wonderful, but what was more wonderful was getting the mother to get on board with this, because she was opposed at first, and they wound up convincing her that this was a good thing, and that you know, she would either have a dead daughter or a living son. So how great it is that they were able to bring her along. So they talked about actively transitioning this 15-year-old girl, and the host allowed this conversation to take place as if this was a great thing. So the ideology is clear. They are in favor of the transitioning of young people. Whether they have done it or not, I don't know, because I don't have those demographics. But they are certainly in favor of it.
Scary stuff, especially trying to convince parents that it's okay to derange the kid that they spent 9 months creating in the womb, and then all of a sudden now men can get pregnant. This is all part of this woke garbage that's going around. Everybody knows we're in a spiritual war. There's a video, by the way, it's on rumble.com for those of you who are going to include it in our news links that everybody subscribes to here on thepowerhour.com, and it's called Bombshell, Largest Catholic Healthcare Institution in the U.S. Performs Sex Change Operations. So you know it, you can watch the video when we send it to you. If you haven't subscribed, go to thepowerhour.com right now and do that so you can watch this video. We have Michael Hitchborn with us. By the way, the phone lines are still open. 844-769-2944 if you want to call in and you happen to be with us 8 to 10 Eastern time and you're hearing this broadcast on 1610 AM in St. Petersburg. That's a new Christian radio station that just joined us. So understand that, you know, this is something that is widespread and you're identifying basically Catholic Healthcare Network. I mean, this is another NGO and they are part of a larger network of NGOs that are promoting this stuff. You've got Vanderbilt University that was doing it. I mean, all of these various universities were advocating it. And this is how they're doing it through the public school system and in various states, mostly blue states. And I hate to go back to the Dr. Seuss, one state, two state, red state, blue state. You know, the thing is that this is where it's happening, is mostly in the liberated states where the libtards hang out. And this is why we're seeing what we're seeing there. And people are flocking. Do you, as part of this, Michael, when you did the studies, did you also study the suicide rate of transgender changed kids?
So I don't know the ratio, but I did see that the once they transition, the suicide rates skyrocket. And it's pretty clear why. I mean, can you imagine destroying an integral part of your body, a healthy integral part of your body that is really and truly a reflection of how God created you to be? You destroy it and you realize there is really no way you can ever get this back. Now, people have body parts that are destroyed in accidents. They have body parts that are destroyed by disease. It happens. And, you know, people do go through a depression because of that. And yes, that depression can lead to suicide. But the suicide rates among the transgender community when they transition has more to do with the recognition that not only did I destroy this body part, but I destroyed this body part. It was a free act of my own will, and I will never be able to go back to what I was and what I was created to be.
Well, see, and this is the thing. Now we're finding out from people like Elliot Page, who used to be Ellen Page, the actress, and she's flaunting those topless photos. You can see the scars where she had the double mastectomy. And I'm just like, you know, you were such a beautiful woman, and now look. And see, now she's in Los Angeles, and now she's coming out and saying, I just don't feel safe here anymore. Why is that? Because she's being ridiculed and rebuked and literally, you know, borderline assaulted. She has to have bodyguards go with her everywhere she goes, and she doesn't feel safe in L.A. anymore. And I go, well, welcome to the world of Hollywood, you know, the masters of evil. Because they are really, with the media and the way things are, they're promoting this thing to no end. And kids are becoming fascinated by it because the parents allow them to engage. And I think that's the biggest problem, don't you?
Well, I do. But I think the bigger point has to be made that at the end of the day, this whole movement is Luciferian. And when I say that, you know, people use the word Luciferian kind of loosely. They say, oh, that's Luciferian. But what I mean is that when Lucifer fell, Isaiah says it gave the reason why he fell from heaven. He said, I will rise to the heights of the heavens. I will become like God. It's a statement of transition. I will become. I'm not already, but I will change my nature. I will become like God. So he got kicked out of heaven because he wanted to change his nature. And then he goes to Eve. And Eve, you know, he says, you know, did God really say that if you eat any of the fruits? And Eve said, well, no, just this one. And he said, well, what's going to happen? She says, well, if I eat it, then I'll die. He says, you're not going to die. Your eyes will be opened and you will become like gods, plural. So she already knew that she was created in the image and likeness of God. She knew what her nature was. The devil couldn't sell her that lie. So he told her that she would become more like the demons, more like us, like gods, lowercase g. So it was a statement of transitioning. So the whole movement is satanic. It's literally satanic.
Well, and see, the thing is that I've studied in the ministry for a number of years, and one of the things we came across this particular thing that's probably going to be the butt of conversation when I bring it up. But see, people said, well, she took a bite of the apple. And I'm going, no, it doesn't say that. It's what the church sticks that apple up there and say, here, Adam, take a bite of the apple. No, that's not exactly. They actually, in the ministry that I was in, they actually said that the devil basically got Eve to satisfy and pleasure herself and then showed Adam how to self-pleasure. I'm trying to keep it, you know, in a civil tone.
Understood.
Here for the, this is what they were talking about, basically masturbating and said, look, don't have sex with him, have sex with yourself. See, this is pretty much what starts this process of evil rolling through the transgender community is that idea. When these people find out that they can't have orgasms, when they can't do what normal people are supposed to do, I mean, yeah, you can have a woman who has her breast lopped off and then she says, well, I'm a man now and I'm pregnant. So men can get pregnant. Yeah, but look what you had to do to become a man and see basically what you are is you're a phony man. You're really a woman carrying a baby. So, you know, they want to play this game of reality. And I mean, this is really just warped what's going on in our society today. Do we have Watchdog on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. What words of wisdom do you have, sir?
All right. Satan is written in Ezekiel 28, the 28 chapters, all about Satan. 28 verses. The 28th verse will tell you that Satan's downfall is pride. If people need to circle that word, that's going to be the downfall of this country. You never talk about the four hidden dynasties, the banking, the religious, the education, and the political systems. The political system becomes the beast. And the people are going to get tired of paying a tax to a corporation called the USA government that's killing them. So, but you know, go with Satan in Ezekiel 28. Read about that. And in the Garden of Eden, I don't know where these people get their. There's only so many words written. Eve came out with a big apron on, and she heard God in the garden. And he says, "What have you done?" You know, and she said, "We heard you in the midst of the garden. We hid ourselves because we were naked." And my favorite verse in the Bible is, "Who told you you were naked?" You know, it's all about Satan. If you read the chapter 4, Cain became that Rothschild. Even God asked him, "Cain, why have thou become such rocks?" And the genealogy of Cain is in Genesis 4. The genealogy of Adam is in Genesis 5. You're talking about two bloodlines. These people are sadists. They're working to bring Daddy back. And we got prophecy to go through before he gets here, and it's not very much. I'm not going to go into it, but it's not very much. It's not very much, and not very long. So
okay. Well, we'll pay attention to that. I appreciate you bringing it up this morning. Thanks so much for your call. Michael, I mean, seriously, I mean, the crowd knows what's going on. They know that this is a spiritual battle that we are in right now, and it's plaguing America. I think it's a major distraction, and they're trying to throw people off and get these young kids started on this tirade where it's out to destroy the family unit. That's what this is all about, depopulation and destruction of the family unit. Would you agree with that?
Without a doubt, because the family is a reflection of the Holy Family. You know, you've got Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family, which is a reflection of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and then Our Lady representing the Holy Spirit. And then here in our family, we're supposed to be a reflection of that. You know, husband, wife, children, we are all a reflection of God's created image and likeness in the Holy Trinity. That's why we were created. When the devil tries to insert this idea of homosexuality, of transgenderism, of onanism and masturbation, as you pointed out, all of that is self-pleasuring. It's folding in on the individual. I am my own end, is what it says. And that's what pride ultimately is. Pride says, I am my own end. I am the one who exists for myself. But love says, I exist for others. So the reflection of God is being attacked by the LGBT community for the purpose of destroying the imago Dei that resides within us. And when we have this trans movement, and that's again part of the satanic element of this whole thing, when the trans movement tells people you can change your nature, you can alter who or what you are, you can be whatever you want, whether it's a robot or disabled or what have you. I mean, even animals, they've got people running around saying, well, my pronoun is puppy. I don't even know what that means. But
while they're having sex with dogs, because now right. We're getting reports of bestiality happening.
That's right. That's right. So it's depopulation, but it's depopulation for the purpose of attacking the imago Dei. The devil hates God so much, he wants to destroy what is God within us, what we resemble and what we look like and what we were created to be.
Well, and that's the thing. You're taking most of this report that you put out is basically from the Catholic perspective, because obviously, you know, you're speaking the way you're describing certain things pretty much is indicative of the Catholic faith. So I'm assuming that that's what got you to recognize that the Catholic Church was imploding on itself and turning more than just inward. It was becoming corrupted, and you think the Vatican is largely responsible for this.
Well, the Vatican is responsible in the sense that they're the only entity that has authority to strip Common Spirit of its Catholic identity, and they must. They absolutely must. This organization is designed to propitiate the whole trans movement, the whole LGBT nonsense. I went to the CEO of Common Spirit Health's LinkedIn page, and he had a whole post about the trans movement and the LGBT movement and everything else, and he was very supportive of it, and he was very happy with what they were doing.
So that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
we're out of time. I wish I could keep this conversation going, because I get into some real hair-raising conversations. But in the meantime, Michael Hitchborn, thanks so much. Read the report. It's online. And, of course, you know, you can check out our video on our email blast. We'll be back with more of our guests for you after the break. Stay with us.
Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.